catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Wednesday, September 8th. I'm Anthony Montalto, and this is The Point from WUFT News. For years, the Florida Center for Nursing tracked nursing shortages in the Sunshine State and helped officials find ways to improve numbers. Since opening in 2001, its home was the UCF campus, but last year the center closed due to a lack of funding. This year, the legislature revived it with $800,000. Its new home, the University of South Florida. I caught up with WUSF intern Georgelina Manarea, who spoke with healthcare officials in Tampa. We started with some background on the center.
The Florida Center for Nursing was established by the Florida legislature in 2001, and its job is basically to kind of keep tabs on what's going on with the nursing field in Florida, including, you know, what they use as the verbiage is supply and demand of nurses in Florida. And they've been at UCF since then, and they've moved to USF this year after losing funding last year.
Gotcha. So I'm reading in your story here that in 2019, the center was saying there was a critical shortage of nurses. So what impact does that have on, you know, society during a global pandemic?
Right. So 2019 was even before the pandemic. So it's coming in kind of already short staffed. And I was talking to Dean of the College of Nursing at USF, Usha Menon, and she was saying that Florida as a state was actually, compared to other states across the U.S., projected to have an excess. While we did have a shortage last year, we were projected to have an excess of nurses in the future. I think it was over 50,000. And so the pandemic really put a halt on that, and they're seeing more nurses leave. And what she was telling me is that really has an impact on a personal level with patients in the hospitals. You can really feel it.
I have friends who are nurses. They do so much in the hospital that a lot of people don't realize. So that does make a lot of sense.
Me too. And it's hard hearing recent graduates going. I have recent graduate friends who are in the nursing field, and they're feeling that burnout from nurses who have been working the pandemic the past 2 years.
So jumping now to the center relocating to USF, are there any benefits to the center being in Tampa now that maybe are different?
Yeah, so Dean Usha Menon had mentioned that now with the center being at USF in the College of Nursing, it's going to be on the first floor. They're going to have a space designated for it, and USF faculty will actually take a part in what this center is going to be doing. They're going to be trying to come up with pilot programs to help retain nurses in Florida. So, you know, USF will play a part in all of these efforts.
So when is this all predicted to get started? How is it going to work?
When I spoke to the dean, she did mention to me that USF's going to appoint an interim executive director for the center until they have a board seated. So the board is going to be made up of 10 members, and these members are going to be representatives from nursing schools across the state and representatives of the healthcare industry and the nursing industry across the state. It's going to be 10 members. And so as soon as they have that board seated, the board will appoint an executive director permanently. That executive director won't be from USF, but until then, the interim director will be USF affiliated.
And is there anything else that I didn't get to that you feel I should be adding to the conversation?
Well, I think one of the big things that Dean Menon mentioned to me is that the pandemic's really affecting, not only last year was it hitting nurses hard, but this year, with that second year on top, they're seeing nurses, more of them move to travel nursing, which is what's contributing to the shortage. And there, a lot of them are just moving out of the state just because of how hard it's hitting Florida. And so they're trying to make sure the ways to keep nurses not only in the profession, but in Florida as well.
Thank you so much for talking with me, Georgelina. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was WUSF intern Georgelina Manarea on her latest story shining a light on Florida's nursing shortage in a new center at USF that could help things along. For more on this story, go to WUSF.org. Now let's get into some top headlines. Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to bring more law enforcement officers into the state. This after a nationwide exodus, according to Florida Politics. At a conference in Lakeland this week, the governor criticized the Defund the Police movement and said he'd support police officers. He announced a new package to help recruitment efforts, including a $5,000 signing bonus. The state also wants to streamline the process of hiring officers from other states. The proposal includes a measure to provide the cost of police certification exams to any out-of-state cops wanting to work in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says claims he's positioning for a presidential run in 2024 are, in his words, nonsense. Tuesday afternoon, while promoting the use of monoclonal antibodies to treat coronavirus patients, journalists asked DeSantis about his plans to run. Here's his response.
All the speculation about me is purely manufactured. I just do my job. You know, we work hard.
DeSantis has traveled throughout the country over the past few months, raising money for his political campaign. Dr. Anthony Fauci is criticizing the governor for his words regarding COVID-19 vaccines. According to NPR, Fauci says DeSantis is, quote, completely incorrect to suggest vaccines are a personal choice. At a news conference Friday, DeSantis said vaccines are a personal choice and that choosing not to get a vaccine doesn't impact anyone who is vaccinated. But Fauci says there's a societal responsibility when dealing with an infectious disease. He says vaccines rely on widespread adoption to work. With the Delta variant causing case numbers to soar, more Floridians want to know the death counts at the county level. But according to the Fort Myers News Press, the state of Florida isn't providing that information in its weekly reports. The official answer? Directing people to the CDC website. But on the center's county level dashboard, there are no numbers, only zeros. The state says it can't control what the CDC publishes, but reporters argue the state can argue what it publishes. Experts say local information is extremely valuable. It was 2014 when stony coral tissue loss disease was first discovered off Miami. Since then, it's spread like wildfire. According to WLRN, some scientists call it the worst marine epidemic they've ever seen. Some experts say the days of truly wild coral reefs are over, but other researchers are more optimistic. Spread across 14 different states, you can find almost 2,000 different corals that have been quarantined in aquariums as part of a rescue effort. For years, scientists have been replanting corals off Florida to combat the decline. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox daily at 8 a.m. Head over to WUFT.org for more info. It's just a click away. I'm Anthony Montalto, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a great one.